This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, July 17th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. KUAF is supported by Archon Printing, located on the hillside just east of the Township and College intersection in Fayetteville. Archon Printing provides printing, copying, and digital output services. ArchonPrinting.com or 444-7711.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas sits down with 4th District Congressman Tom Cotton to discuss food stamps, the Farm Bill, and the 2014 election. Plus, the Mission Clinic of Berryville celebrates its 20th anniversary.
Also, a preview of this week's Around the Block program in downtown Bentonville, a jazz performance inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio, and what it's like to have a pet skunk, and more. But first, the 100th case of rabies for 2013 has been confirmed in Boone County by the Arkansas Department of Health. Ed Barham, who works in the department's Office of Health Communications, says while infected cats, dogs, and bats have been found so far this year, skunks are the animal most commonly found to be infected in Arkansas.
They appear in the daytime, which is very unusual for a skunk, which is a nocturnal animal, and they look like they're drunk or something. They're weaving and wobbling and falling down. They're disoriented. They're usually very aggressive, and they'll chase after dogs or cars or anything else. They're behaving really unusually. When you see that kind of behavior, then you can suspect that what you've got is a rabid animal.
Barham says if you suspect an animal is rabid, you should contact animal control or an environmental health officer so the animal can be put down properly and the head sent to the public health lab in Little Rock to be tested for the rabies virus. In addition, Barham says pet owners should make certain their animals are up to date on their rabies vaccination.
State law requires that you have dogs and cats vaccinated every 3 years by a licensed veterinarian. That's a change in the law. It's about 2 years old now, but it used to be that you could do it every year and that you didn't have to have a licensed vet to do it. But that's changed, and that is the law now. So people need to know how serious and dangerous rabies is.
Rabies is fatal if left untreated. Barham says in the case of the rabid cat in Boone County, the pet did not exhibit signs of infection until hours before it died, which is unusual, as most animals tend to show aggressive behavior days before the virus runs its course. Barham says also the most common way rabies is transmitted to humans is through bites or scratches by bats.
The Fayetteville City Council met last night, and while most of the business considered was standard fare, the final item on the agenda spurred spirited debate. Alderwoman Sarah Marsh presented a resolution that states the city's support of a national revenue-neutral carbon tax, where manufacturers who use fossil fuels would be required to pay a carbon tax on their fuel usage. The resolution was written in such a way that it was meant to encourage members of the U.S. Congress to implement such legislation, as well as other programs to help slow climate change. Alderwoman Marsh says the resolution is a way of recognizing that Fayetteville does not exist in a bubble.
Our citizens are not immune from the projected increase in temperatures, extreme weather events, disruptions to agriculture or our food supply, or harmful health effects. And it's municipalities like the city of Fayetteville that are going to be on the front lines of combating the effects of global climate change. Let's take, for instance, the projected increase in severe weather events. When we have more ice storms like we did in 2009, who's going to clean up that mess? It's our city workers.
But not everyone on the council was as optimistic about the value of such a resolution. Alderman Justin Tennant said he felt the resolution was a statement that the city shouldn't be making.
I believe a majority of my constituents do not want me to spend my time on this council having my own version of a congressional hearing. I don't think that this is a disrespectful thing to Alderwoman Marsh whatsoever, but to pull in the ice storm several years ago and blend it together with global climate change, while possibly might be a reason for the ice storm, I think it's a big stretch to justify that as a Fayetteville reason for us to make this sort of statement.
In the end, the council ended up approving the resolution by a vote of 5-1, with Alderman Tennant abstaining and Alderman Martin Schottmeyer voting against the measure.
New signs being placed around Beaver Lake are aimed at heightening residents' awareness that the lake is the drinking water source for much of Northwest Arkansas. The signs are being put in place through a partnership between the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, the Army Corps of Engineers, and Beaver Watershed Alliance. John Pennington is the executive director of the alliance.
The recent survey that we conducted indicated that there's still 10-15% of the people out there that are not aware that Beaver Lake is their drinking water source. And anecdotal information through just tabling at outreach events indicates that many people do not know where the water that comes from their faucet actually comes from at the source, which is Beaver Lake.
Most of the signs are simple in nature, stressing that Beaver Lake is the drinking water source for Northwest Arkansas, featuring the logo of the Beaver Watershed Alliance and asking lake users to help keep the lake clean. Pennington says the water quality of Beaver Lake is good right now, but the signs and other awareness programs are aimed at concerns about water quality in the future.
Our area is expected to grow tremendously throughout the next half century and more. And that's where the greatest concern comes in, is that if we don't start working now to address some of the issues that are taking place, the cost of our water treatment will go up. And the quality of life in our region could potentially go down, along with community economic growth and development. And in particular, the two pollutants of largest concern for the future are sediment and nutrients.
Pennington says phosphorus contamination is the biggest nutrient concern for maintaining water quality in the future.
Though burn bans are in place in at least 30 Arkansas counties, including Newton, Searcy, Marion, and Boone counties, the Buffalo National River has no campfire restrictions at this time. According to a release this morning by officials at the river, portions of the river have seen enough rainfall during the past few days to moderate the fire risk. However, if dry conditions persist for the next several weeks, burn restrictions may be put into place. But for now, park officials say campfires are allowed in all developed areas, the backcountry, and on gravel bars, though they do ask river visitors to use fire rings or other pre-existing campfire spots.
Northwest Arkansas Naturals now have a two-game winning streak. They've won the last two games in a four-game road series in Tulsa. Last night, the Nats defeated the Drillers 8-6. Matt Fields hit his Texas League best 25th home run in that game. The series concludes tonight in Tulsa.
Tonight, partly cloudy with lows from 68 in Northwest Arkansas to 73 in the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly sunny tomorrow with highs in the mid-90s. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy with lows from 69 in Northwest Arkansas to 73 in the Arkansas River Valley.